Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for downloading and pressing play. It's really, really good to be here with you. On today's episode, which was recorded a couple of weeks ago, Scotty's back. So we have our normal conversation with Scotty at Ultra 106.5, and we're conversing about things that happened a couple of weeks ago. And one of those things, if you remember from last episode, was that we had no water. And when I was talking to Scotty, it hadn't been resolved. I hadn't been able to have a shower. I had put a beanie on to cover my messy hair and just gone into town. But by the end of that day, they had dug a hole in the ground, they had found the leak, and they had fixed it, and then they had turned the water on, and the other part of the pipe popped off, and they found that, and they fixed that too. So the driveway hasn't been reconcreted yet, but basically we're all back to normal, and boy, is it nice to have water in the house. I'll tell you what, clean running water. What an amazing, miraculous thing that we have in our houses. That don't take it for granted, people. It's incredible. And I know so much of the world doesn't live like this. And I'm very grateful that I live where I live. And thinking about now, how can I help other people around the world have this amazing thing, clean running water in the house? Boy, it's amazing. Anyway, so yes, we've had a fairly big time between the water, the new baby grandson, Easton, which is amazing. And I've had quite a bit of work on, which you will hear about in this episode as well. It's just been a big few weeks, but it is starting to slow down now. Moz is on school camp, and then he'll come back, and then it's Easter. So I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 13th of April. I'm about 2 weeks behind time, but I might actually keep to this schedule. It's working really well for me. We'll see how we go in the future. But yes, Wednesday, 13th of April, get to Friday, and we have beautiful, quiet, good Friday, meditative. I encourage you to go to church, a church near you, and just think about what has been done on your behalf, and slow down and just be grateful for a while. And then I'm taking holidays, which I'm very excited about, because not only am I having a holiday, a break from work, in which the container, which you'll hear about again. Oh, there's so much that I'm saying, which you'll hear about in the future. You have to just listen to this whole episode, don't you, to hear about all the things that I'm talking about. But anyway, the container will be marked as holidays and family time, because I'm going up to see little Easton and to enjoy some time with my daughter and son-in-law in Canberra. So God willing and COVID permitting, that's what we're going to be doing. So as I look forward to this slightly slower time, and I think most of us look forward to a long weekend, I hope that we can define that as time for a break and a rest. And whatever you plan to do over this Easter, I just hope and pray that it's joyful and peaceful for you. Anyway, having said all that, let's go back in time 2 weeks ago to where there was no water in my house. It was a slightly cold day, which was really good because it meant that I could rug up and wear a beanie. And I had a chat to Scotty. Let's hear what we had to say.
Good morning, this is Ultra 106.5. Ruth Amos, as promised, is with us again. Good morning.
Good morning, Scotty.
You look all wintry. You've got your beanie on and your scarf on.
Yeah,
and
well, you see, the thing is, we have no water at home at the moment, so I thought, I can't shower before I come out. I'm going to have to put something over my hair.
To try and to cover the smell as well.
Yeah, you know, that's like, right, exactly. As much layers, many layers as I can.
So, but today you get your water back, right?
Oh, please, God. Please, God. We're hoping.
So we should explain, my daughter married your son.
That's right.
And so we were down there a few days ago, and she's like, oh, you know, like we don't have any water. And, you know,
I couldn't believe it. I thought, have the parents over for dinner when there's no water in the house. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So anyway.
A big leak in the plumbing underneath a big driveway of 10 units. So it's just very difficult to find where the leak is.
Dig it all up and stuff, have they?
Or? So, well, they're doing another big dig today to see if they can find it. But,
Well, I hope you get some water back soon. Feel free to come to our house. Yeah, we've got showers. You can do your washing, whatever you want.
If anyone listens to my podcast and wonders why last podcast from last fortnight hasn't come out, you know, it's not that I didn't like Christopher Waterhouse. It will happen, but it's been a big couple of weeks in our household.
Nice. All right, we'll hopefully get back there soon. But what are we talking about today?
So, well, this is the thing. So I to calm down, I read my favourite genre of books, which is, you know, organising and whatever. And I read a book called Decluttering at the Speed of Life by Dana K. White. And I can't recommend it more highly, especially if clutter is something that you're having a bit of an issue with in your house. But one of the things she talks about is the container concept. So the container concept is that if you have a place to put something, you define what that is. So say it's a shelf in your kitchen for pots and pans. And then you start filling up that shelf with things, putting your favourites in first. And when it's full, it's full. So the size of the container defines what you can put in the container, and everything else, she says, to either throw out or donate. It's obviously not your favourites. You've already put your favourites
in. And if you've got the container filled, then you probably don't need that other stuff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about that and thought, oh, actually, this relates to our time as well. Like, let's relate the container concept to time. There is actually only a finite number of hours in the day. And yeah. While I have been trying to squeeze more in the last 2 weeks, you can't. And science will tell us that multitasking is actually a myth. You're not multitasking at all. You're just dividing your time between two different tasks and your effort and your focus. So multitasking, I'm sorry to tell you, does not squeeze more in to that time container.
It just crams more in.
It just becomes like an overstuffed closet that you can't, you know, like a Monica closet from Friends, you know, it's full of junk and you can't deal with it and you can't work with it. So I thought, yeah, let's look at our time even, and firstly define what a space of time is for. So when we had Caleb and Michaela over for dinner, I was getting work emails on my phone and I thought, no, you know, this time is defined as spending with family and spending time with them. And these work emails are just distracting me and stressing me out. And they stress me out so much that I said to Moz, put something on my phone that stops me getting work emails after work time. I just don't need that stress. So define what the time is for and limit it to that and focus on that. And also, when your day's full, it's full. And let the amount of time that you have define what you can do with that time. And don't, and yeah, let's not keep trying to cram more stuff into our days, but just say, this is it. It's full. I can't do more.
I love that. But also, I'd even take that a step further and say, sometimes it's okay to have space in a container.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And yeah, you know, I think very early on when I was talking to you, I talked about having an empty drawer in the house or a couple of empty drawers. And yes, the same thing with our time. We do. We need that empty space, empty container space. Yeah.
It's so important, because it's like, oh, I've got this little gap in the corner there, so I'll fill that up, because, you know, like, you don't want empty space. But there's something nice about saying, there's an empty space there.
Yeah, it clears your mind. I mean, it's just amazing. With physical clutter, just having empty space helps you feel calmer. And then if you can look at your day and say, I just don't have to pack every minute full with things all the time.
Yeah. And it means you can devote yourself to what's actually in the container more fully.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's work or whether it's people that you're spending time with, or whether you're spending time with God in that time, just having that single focus and that calm and peace about it. This is what it's defined as, and this is what I'm using it for.
And also, it almost gives you an excuse too. It's like, look, I'm sorry, but I'm just flat chat right now, and I just have no room for anything else. So to say no, I think it's so important.
I mean, there's so many memes going around from introverts, you know, like, what have you got planned tonight? Nothing. Oh, good, you can come out. No, I have nothing planned tonight.
that's the plan.
That's
nothing.
The plan. The plan is nothing. And look, I would recommend it highly to have regular nothing times daily and longer times during each week, and then maybe every quarter taking even a weekend of nothing time.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds good. That sounds so good. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
Thank you, Scotty.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Yep. Ruth Amos there, and check out her podcast and website and all that sort of stuff. Just go to ruthamos.com.au.
All right, so let's go into this in a little bit more depth. The book that I was reading was Decluttering at the Speed of Life by Dana K. White, D-A-N-A-K White, like the colour. And it's an awesome book. I really enjoyed reading it. She has an amazing sense of humour. And if clutter in the house is your problem, this woman's got some really great methods for dealing with it that are different from what maybe you've seen on Netflix or whatever. She says, don't pull everything out of a messy place, because life happens. You're not going to be able to just always have the time to put it all back in again. So she suggests to do it a different way. And I really enjoyed her book. She's got a great sense of humour and she was fun. So that's Decluttering at the Speed of Life. So the thing that struck me about it is her container concept. The container is limited and it's automatically limited. So if you have a drawer and you decide that that drawer is for socks and you put all your favourite socks in first, then you get to fill the drawer and there are socks left over, you cannot put them in the drawer. That's it. That's all the socks you can have. You throw the rest of the socks out or donate them or whatever is right to do. You know you've got your favourites. And if you come across another favourite, then it's a one in, one out. So a new pair of socks goes in, an old pair of socks comes out because you can't fit more in the container than the container can hold. And it's this boundary situation, but not a willpower boundary or not a let me think about how much I love these socks and whether they're worth keeping boundary. It's a boundary that's defined by something solid that you can't go past. I just love it. I mean, it's really obvious in a way, but it's amazing how many people of us think that we can do more or put more into a thing than it can hold. And we've got to think about in our houses about how a certain amount of space, a certain amount of nothingness, as Scotty was saying, will bring more peace and more life to our house. Just, you know, you need to be able to walk through the dining room and you don't want to have stuff in the way. And so what the container is used for and how you fill it depends on that and depends on the space that you've got. So that last bit probably didn't make a lot of sense. Read the book. If clutter's your thing, read the book. It's in the library. So you can take it out of the library. It's great. So as I said to Scotty, our day is also a container. I'm reminded of what Jesus says, who of you by worrying can add 1 minute to your life? You know, we sit there, we look at the day. We don't look at the day. I think we just worry about how much we've got to get done and we just try and shove stuff into this container and fill it all up. And it's a Monica closet of a container. It's got all kinds of different things shoved together. And we think that by multitasking, we can add more time to the day. And all of this is a false thing. So we've got to look at our day and say, we've got 24 hours, 168 hours in the week, by the way. And some of those hours need to be used for sleeping. So one of the things that I know people do to try and fit more into their day container is wake up earlier or go to bed later. And I was just talking to some people on the weekend, one of whom gets up at 4:30 every morning so she can do some writing before she goes to her day job. And the other one who said, oh, sometimes I can get so focused, I work from 7 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. And both of those really... sorry to say, turned my stomach. Sleep and rest are so vital to having life in our life. And I'm not just talking about let's pack every minute of our day so we can get more productive stuff done. I'm more about let's get more life in our life. Let's have peace in our life and rest and then enjoy the things that we're doing and focus on the things that we're doing. So, okay, there are different seasons and things like that that true. So, you know, if you have young children, you're not going to be able to sit on the couch and read a book very often. And I'm not saying that you have to do that every day, but I'm still saying if you have small children and you try and pack more into your day than the children can cope with, you're not going to bring a lot of life into your life that way as well. Maybe you need to take stuff out of this container and realize that the children themselves pack a lot of stuff into your day container and you need to have space to deal with that. Oh boy, I'm all over the place, but this is what I'm saying. So when I said to Scotty that multitasking is a myth, what I mean by that is we believe that by multitasking, we can fit more into our day. You know, if I'm listening to a lecture and checking my email at the same time, then I'm doing two things at once. You see, I'm cheating the system and I'm fitting more into my day. But that's not actually true. You can actually get more done by focusing single-mindedly on one thing and then focusing single-mindedly on another thing. And this is always described with respect to email. If you are focusing on writing something, for example, writing a report, and your email goes ding and you check your email, it can take you up to 20 minutes to get back to that sense of focus that you had on your report to start off with. And that 20 minutes is wasted time. So if you turn your email program off and single-mindedly focus on the one thing and then check your email later, it's better. Now, if you enjoy multitasking and you're not trying to squeeze more into your day than your day can hold, then no worries, go for it. But if you're trying to use multitasking as a way to get more done, I'm afraid it's not going to work for you, and it's better to focus on one thing and then focus on another thing. So that's what I mean when I say multitasking is a myth. Less gets done when you multitask. So we need to look at our days. We need to remind ourselves that it's a container and it's a finite container, and it can only fit in as much as it can fit in. And then we say, what are we going to spend this time on? And then when it's full, it's full. And as Scotty says, let's make sure that we put aside some time to do nothing as well and put our favorites in first. So my example of that I talked to Scotty about was when I had Caleb and Michaela over for dinner, and it was really nice, but my phone kept going bzzzt and telling me that there was another email that had come in. In fact, my watch kept going bzzzt because my phone's on silent. I like it being on silent, but my watch vibrates when an email comes in, and I like that as well during the day. But these emails became a stress because I'd check them and I think, oh, I must remember to, yes, oh, I have to reply to it. And what am I going to say to them when I, you know, oh, okay, I won't do that now. You know, brain just going all over the place. I was not focused on what I had set that time aside to be. And I didn't have to check the emails. I knew that. Like, okay, my watch buzzed, but I could have ignored it. But I'm not really good at this willpower thing of ignoring these emails as they come in. I'm just, I'll just check to see what it said. I'll just have a look. And that was the thing that was stressing me out. I realized that I needed to put a boundary in place, but not a boundary on me, not, okay, Ruth, just use more willpower and don't check the emails when they come in. I've tried that. It doesn't work. I just don't. I sit there worrying about not checking it, okay? So no matter what happens in that situation, my brain's in two places at once. Part of me is thinking, I wonder what that email says. And part of me is thinking, I really want to be here and focused on the people that I'm with. And so having this app on my phone so that it does not check the emails, and so I don't know that I've got one, so I don't worry about what it says because I don't know that it exists, that has made a big difference to me. And I'm starting to realize that having these automatic boundaries that don't require any willpower on my part, but are just boundaries that are set up like the container, like the edges of a drawer or the size of a shelf, you know, it's not whether I want to do or not do something. The boundary is there. I've put it in place beforehand. The decision has already been made, and I've got a lovely electronic app that just says, no, we're not checking emails now. It's after hours. So helpful. So helpful. So as I find more of these automatic boundaries that I can put in, you can be sure I'm going to be telling you about them. Another thing is just how much work I've had lately, which has been really, really lovely. And I'm very, very grateful for it. And there's a line in the Lord's Prayer that says, give us today our daily bread. And so when the work comes in, I say, thank you for our daily bread. And I do the work. Really great. Really helpful. Very grateful. But it has meant that I can't fit everything into my day or my week. And so I have had to prioritize. And as Dana says, put your favorites in first. So my actual favorite is writing my novel. So what I have made sure I have done is put aside a half hour every morning to work on my novel. That's it. That's first. And as well as that, let me say, my 15 minutes of quiet time, of nothing time, of just being me and God together, that goes in too, and my 3 pages in my journal in the morning. So that sets me up really well for the day. I write my morning pages, I have my quiet time, and I do a half hour on my novel. So those things, they're my favorites. They go into my day first. And I've put them in and I've blocked them in, made an appointment with myself. This is what I'm going to do. And if you need to make an appointment on your calendar and say, this time is set aside for this, this is my favorites, I'm going to do this, and other things work in around it, that's fine. So favorites in first, perfect. And then fit in the other things. And one of the things that hasn't fit in has been the podcast. Until I had time to do it last week and this week, which has been really, really good. But I just had to say, no, I'm sorry. I've got the podcast. It's hanging over me. It's something I really, really want to do. But in terms of priorities, it didn't come in there. It didn't cut it. Because it would have been a one-in, one-out situation. So if I put the podcast in, something else would have had to leave. And that would have either been some paid work, which some of that was fairly urgent and I really wanted to do it and help the people out, or it would have been my novel and that would have been sad because that was my favorite. And I'm telling you now, there is no way I'm going to give up my morning pages or my quiet time. So, you know, priorities. And that's, priorities are really hard, but the size of the container is the size of the container and you can only put in what fits. So yeah, there are many options for our days and there are many possibilities for how we spend our time. But it's not just time, it's energy as well. I don't know if you've heard of the Spoonie concept, but it was a thing many years ago. And for some of us, it is still a thing. And often it's used for people who suffer from chronic illness, because the thing is, you wake up in the morning and you don't really know how much energy that you are going to have that day. But just like time is finite, the amount of energy that you have is finite. And sometimes I can get quite frustrated because even though every day is the same length of time, what you can get done in that length of time also depends on how much energy that you have to do it in. And this is why sleep, good nutrition and exercise are so, so important, because they're going to be the things that tell you how much energy you have, and energy tells you how much you can actually get done. But you may need to make plans for the next day and wake up and realize they're not going to happen. And again, you need to change your plans accordingly. And again, I'd just like to say, I think it's a really good idea. Favorites first, then what else you can fit, one in, one out. So yes, to finish up what I have to say, our days are finite. We have to apply the container concept. We need to know that we can only fit so much in. Multitasking is not going to help us to fit more in. We need to be single taskers. We need to be focused, and then you can, as you focus, you're going to get that job done well and you're going to get it done more quickly, and then you can check your email or do the other thing. We need to figure out what our favorites are and do our favorites first, and then let the amount of time that you have limit what you're going to do next and the amount of energy that you have. And then you might have to prioritize and have a one in, one out idea here. And that finally, if there are any automatic boundaries that you can put up in place, like this app that I have on my phone that stops it from checking emails, that's a fantastic thing, because you don't use up any of your own energy putting the boundary in place. It's already there. And if anyone knows any other automatic boundaries or automatic boundary makers that you use in your day or that you think would be helpful, I would love to hear about it. So as always, you can email me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. You can tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. And I would love to hear from you. And I hope that you have a wonderful, joyous Easter weekend. Eat the chocolate, enjoy the time with family, and hopefully have some rest over that weekend as well. And I will chat to you again soon.